این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
February 1st, 1979. Imam Khomeini's historic speech outlining the state of affairs of the course of the revolution. You have gained victory through your exceptional efforts in unity of expression. Of course, as the first step, your victory is now in the initial stage, in as much as you have swept aside from the scene the main traitor, named Mohammad Reza. He has thrown the agriculture to the wind. He has exhausted the treasury. He has devastated the country and has made his army and the military dependent upon the foreign military and advisors. This is a cause of regret for us and the nation.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, and we are trying to present some of the sayings of the late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, on the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Imam says that this victory had nothing to do with me. I am a student of seminary schools, and you should not attribute this to me. The victory was not related to the nation. This victory was related to God. Well, dear brothers and sisters, we have too many cases of such kinds of saying by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, that he attributes everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the feature and characteristic of humble human being, that is insincere love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the Creator, that he doesn't see himself, and whatever he sees his beloved. He says that this is not me, that is Ayatollah Khomeini, who was the cause of this revolution. That we already said that definitely one of the angles of this revolution was his own personality, that Imam actually here refuses to mention his own name. But he says that whatever had happened was because of God. It was Allah's favor on us. The same thing was heard from Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi, when the Islamic army actually took back the city of Khorramshahr. Imam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala released Khorramshahr. This was not. The same literature can be seen and read and understood in the behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah takes this lesson from the life of the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet actually attributes everything to Allah, and he says that this is not the Prophet that is doing anything. Whatever is being done is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever was failed to be done is due to us.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
We have similar teachings and similar concepts in hadith and narrations, mainly in the famous du'a of Abu Hamza Thumali. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says that خَيْرُكَ إِلَيْنَا نَازِلْ وَشَرُّنَا إِلَيْكَ سَاعِدْ. That is, whatever comes from you to us is khair, is goodness, and whatever comes to you from us is shar, is wretchedness. So this beautiful look that an Islamic leader has towards every issue, everything, actually is coming up from a very deep ideology that we are nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In front of the Creator, the human beings are nothing, are no one. Whatever exists is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever has happened is due to His favor and His kindness.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ruh Ali Khomeini, 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 Ruh Ali Khomeini. every night and every day. Never forget to say La ilaha.